Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, began sharing a message I've entitled The Living Word. And we want to look at a passage of scripture that Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Praise God. We want to understand what it means when Jesus was saying, if anyone wants to be a follower of mine, he has to do something. He has to deny himself and take up his cross. That implies that, obviously, this flesh nature we all have, the carnal nature, which is inherent in our physical human body, not just the physical appetites, but also the mental and emotional lusts, the desire for comfort or for wealth or fame or prestige or anything that is associated with the strivings of the natural man, we have to deny that part of ourselves and then take up his cross. And we understand what that means applied to our personal lives as we understand the admonitions of God's Word. There's a diligence that is required in manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. Did you ever think of that? To be loving, to be hopeful, to be love is patient, is kind, as we read that beautiful description of love in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. But that requires taking up the cross, taking up that which is against our natural nature, and allowing the life of Christ to be manifest in our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. And it is not a hard thing. It seems to the natural mind that it might be, but it is God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so the cross of Christ is not some physical infirmity or sickness or mental sickness or anxiety or stress, because if we look around us at the human race, you can find that everywhere. These things are common to man. They're not to be, however, the portion of the child of God. The cross of Jesus Christ is a separated walk with God that is chosen deliberately and in accord with the Word of God. The world might consider you a fanatic, those who associate with you. They may not be able to relate to your commitment to Christ. They may heap ridicule and dishonor on you for your commitment to the Lord. But beloved, God will honor you. And most importantly, He will never forsake you. There isn't a Christian around today who can't avoid taking up their cross to follow Jesus. But Following Jesus is not following some man-made rules and regulations. Jesus simply said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." It's as simple as that, beloved. You can't earn holiness. You can work night and day to try and be holy, but it will avail you nothing. It is simply allowing the Holy Spirit, who comes to dwell in the heart of every believer once they are born again. And it is that power of the Holy Spirit which will enable us to do the very things that God is asking in His Word, to keep His commandments, as Jesus said. And that's why the fullness of the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is so important, because that's the empowering in which we are able to do those things that the Lord has asked of us. All we have to do is look at the life of the disciples. They all forsook Him. They turned on Him. Peter denied that he ever knew Him. But when they were empowered by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, every one of them, they spake with new tongues. They spake with words, and in that particular instance, languages that they had never learned. And so those that were gathered together in Jerusalem heard them speak the wonderful works of God, and they marveled at that. But they were changed from cringing, timid believers who were hiding for their lives to powerful men and women of God. Praise God. "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross." And note, he didn't say follow the organization or the denomination or the hierarchy of the church. He said, "Follow me." And you know, over the years, beloved, oh my goodness, the church seminars that are being hosted, things that we've attended years past, and the books that are out there, and the ways of growing your church and winning the lost, man has so many protocols that are going to be the end-all answer for the victory that you desire. Beloved, I think if we would just do what Jesus said. He said, go everywhere, preach the gospel, preach the good news, and make disciples of men. He didn't make it complicated. We are simply to share the very words that Jesus gave us that are recorded in the living Word. Jesus is the living Word of God, and yet the very Word that we have is alive. There's great power in the Word of God. The life of every Christian should be a life of overcoming power. Christians should be conquerors, yes, and more than conquerors. A life that is yielded to the Lord is a life that is lived in obedience to the will of God. It is a life that is lived in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a life that is lived unselfishly for Christ. Jesus said in John 8:31, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Who was he speaking to? Jesus said this to a group of Jews which had believed on him. These words, therefore, are to believers. God really cares about you, beloved. He cares about every single Christian, every member of his body. The Word of God is not just a book of history. It's not just a record of the past of how God dealt with the Jews. The Bible is God's will revealed to us so we can know how to live victorious lives. When we read the Word of God, beloved, it's so essential that we know with what tone God is speaking to us. They may be words printed on a page, but what's the spirit behind them? What is the attitude? A lot of people will read very little of the Bible because it makes them feel guilty. They read what they, quote, ought to be or what they should be doing, but they can't or don't do. They just can't accomplish it. So the devil tells them, you know, you just can't do that. Just quit reading it and then you won't feel so bad. Well, first of all, the Bible does show us what our Christian life ought to be for us. It tells us how we should live. But when God does this, He is not speaking in angry tones or in threatenings. He's not harping at us. He's not telling us that we're no good and we're failures and you don't measure up. Instead, God really is using such a sweet tone as he speaks to us out of his word. He's telling us what our life potentially can be as a Christian, what he's meant it to be if we would yield our lives to him. We can't make ourselves holy, but he will. He imputes the righteousness of Christ to us. We must allow him to bring about the things he wants in our lives, which he shows us in his word. So instead of feeling like you should run out the door or jump off the nearest bridge when you read the Bible because it seems its standards are so high and so lofty and so impossible to attain, instead, we should be excited. We should be, of course, it's the work of the Holy Spirit to convict us, but he doesn't condemn us, because when we read what the word has for us, we're reading about what the Lord can bring about in your life and in the life of every believer. We know the Bible is good news. We know that the word is for each of us. God knows all about us. And you really don't have to tell God how bad you are, or how many faults you have, or how many times you failed in the past, or how many times you turned your back on what you knew you should do. God knows all of this. He knows all about you. But he loves you. And he loves you just the way you are, with all your faults and failings. And he has done something for us which will change our lives and make us what we really want to be. Praise God. Well, there's so much more I want to share, but I have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at this same time. But in the moments that remain, I just sense in the Spirit there are many that are just feeling really discouraged about their Christian walk. They just feel they failed so many times, and they're really disheartened and discouraged. So I invite you, allow me the privilege of praying with and for you. You don't have to write a lot. The Holy Spirit can speak and cover those places and say more than you could ever say if you wrote 20 pages. Just know that I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful for my UCM partners. I pray for you every day, as well as for you, my listening audience. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for your prayer support, as well as your financial gifts. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. I make God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.